is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carol.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for Ignite and Heal with Mary Mazur. Mary is an igniter, a sacred portal keeper, and a certified Psych-K instructor and facilitator and certified holistic registered nurse. She's here to inspire you to step into your personal power and transform your lives. Let's welcome Mary back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a beautiful day today, and I am very thrilled and grateful to be able to allow whatever is meant to flow through me today to touch each of your hearts. I do believe that we all are drawn together for a perfect purpose and reason at just the right time. So may this talk be a gateway for you. May it ignite your heart in new, beautiful ways. So today the talk is called Ignite Your Creativity, the Gateway to Your Freedom. So I was very moved to share about creativity, the art of creativity, the gift that we all have with our creative natures, and definitely be real with you here. I'll share my own personal story. I'll share, the limiting programs that I received growing up that pretty much stalled and, I guess, put my creativity in a box, of a way of what I thought things were, and I thought things, what life was meant to be all about, and I really did not allow myself to grow in my creativity in my life up until when I learned Psych-K. Psych-K was a huge gateway for me to begin to really access my creative nature. So I look forward to sharing with you ideas that are coming through me and even maybe some visions or some new ways of being. And if you're willing to welcome these new ways of being for yourself, we'd love to hear from you, and I know that humanity will be very grateful, and Mother Earth here too, when you can go out and share your creative gifts that you actually have within you. So I know for me personally, I never thought I was very creative. I grew up in a large family. I have 11 brothers and sisters, and my dad was a Marine. And we were just taught to get out there and figure it out, kid. Get out there and work really hard. There really wasn't a whole lot of time for that creativeness once we turned into our adult years, right? As a child, we're creative. I remember, loving to just play outside all day long. It was one of the best things I loved to do. I loved to have just adventures and create new things as far as, like, little forts and adventures. So for me, I guess my creativity when I was younger was the gateway of experiencing, like having a creative way to experience joy, to just fun, to have an adventure, to experience something new. For me, that was the creativity. We had a train station. We lived on a dead-end street, and so the train station would park their train cars at night at the end of our street. So I would love to go with my brothers out at night, and we would hop through the little train cars looking for hobos, and we'd even go on top of the train. I loved climbing and having adventure and jumping on top from one to the other, and it's adventures and creative things like that, especially that we did as a kid. So you may want to ask yourself, are you doing any creative things right now? Are you allowing yourself, to feel joy and adventure and even just your creative nature? And if you're not, Well, it could be that you may have some limiting beliefs, just like I had. And I do still have some too. We are all on a journey here. Definitely have more than I could have even imagined, and I continue to do for my whole life. That's for sure. But yeah, just ask yourself, you know, hey, what might have I been programmed to believe and conditioned to be that might have stalled my creativity? You know, were you told to, you know, get out there and take care of yourself, you know, work hard, figure it out, kid. There's no time to play, you know, get out there and work. And it was more on survival energy. I know that's what I was raised with. I appreciate that my parents, you know, offered the hard work ethic, you know, model for me. But yet it did stifle a lot. My mom used denial. That was her coping skill. You know, she, you know, enjoyed, you know, life as best she could, but then she also went into denial. So she closed off her heart and as far as her feelings, and just to survive. And many times we do that. And what I'm offering here for you today is to, you know, allow yourself time to reflect, you know, and you know, ask yourself, you know, how creative am I? Am I using my creative gifts that I'm meant to hear? What are my creative gifts? That would be a beautiful question to ask yourself. You know, what is it? The gift of creativity is that, in my understanding and my sense from my heart, is that it really is the unity of our masculine and feminine dancing together, working together. Our feminine side of us is the part that loves to dream and loves to imagine and want to create in new ways. And then our masculine side of us within us is the one that executes it, that takes the action step, that allows the focus to then literally bring it into our lives. So you may be one that could be a dreamer, and that's awesome if you do let yourself dream and daydream. I know for myself when I drive, I'm able to daydream a lot, and a lot of beautiful visions come in, which is really beautiful. But the issue many of us have is, are we actually living it? Are we executing it? Are we bringing it into our daily lives? And if you're not, then that might be some block, especially with the masculine side of us, you know, maybe the wounded masculine within us, and asking ourselves, you know, what might be limiting me here? And a huge question would be to ask, you know, how do I want to be instead? You know, what do you want? In the opposite, in the positive, so that you can begin to share your gifts, live your gifts, and live more vibrantly and wholly here, you know, in beautiful, beautiful creative ways. I know for myself, I thought that creative people had to be, you know, we're artists, you know, we were like put into a box of, oh, this is just what creative people are, you know, they're the artists or the musicians or maybe the performers, things like that, or a sculptor. And I would say to myself, well, who am I? You know, I'm not really that good at any of those things. I did love the color, you know, maybe draw a little, but yeah, I definitely wasn't going to become an artist. My gifts were more of studying science, loving people, even math. I love more critical thinking, things like that. And so I just put my creativity, you know, to the wayside, thinking, well, I'm just not a very creative person. And the gift for me is that I believe, you know, life will offer us opportunities, right, that will help open up, you know, our gifting, and especially in our creativity. When I did learn Psych-K, and Psych-K is a tool, in case this is the first time you're listening to my talk, it is a way for us, a process for us to become into a whole brain state around a goal, a situation that we have, meaning we get to let go of the limiting beliefs that we may have had about ourselves or situation, and help us clear that resistance or clear that path and step into how we really want things to be instead. So literally reprogramming our minds in a new way, and from the negative or the limiting part of us into a positive, into creating a new positive way for us. So for like this with the creativity, if you don't think you're very creative, like how I was, you can just ask yourself, you know, wow, what would I love to believe in order for me to be able to launch, you know, my creative gifts in nature. You know, I do recommend, obviously, opening up time for yourself, a reflective time, whether it can be in writing. If you're interested in doing breath work or just slow breathing, connecting with nature, Mother Nature, and meditating, or at least closing your eyes and allowing your mind to become more quiet. These are ways that can help you find the answers within you and the wisdom within you. And then allow yourself that time too of, you know, wow, what did I hear when I was growing up? You know, what were the things that were told to me might have stalled or limited my ability to be creative? I worked with a client that was ready to make changes in her life, and so she, you know, booked a psyche session with me. So I do offer private sessions, and there's psyche facilitators all over the world. So you may be interested in finding out one that resonates with you. But this woman came to me. She wanted to write a book. So she knew in her mind that this book needs to get out to the world. It was a gentleman that came in her life that really influenced her in a positive way. He had an intellectual disability, wise beyond measure, and just a very sweet, gentle man. And his story about is just amazing, his story. So she wanted to get his story out and write this book, but she wasn't able to write her book. Her creativity was limited. She was very stifled by that. And so she booked the psyche session, and then when we were working together with that, the gift of psyche is we hold the sacred space so that your wisdom can be revealed. And for her, what the wisdom came up for her of what was blocking her from being able to write is a memory came up for her when she was 5 years old in kindergarten. She wanted to go write something up on the chalkboard. So she had an idea about something, and so she ran up to the chalkboard and picked up the chalk and started writing. And as soon as she started writing on the board, she heard from her teacher, "You cannot write." And she heard that very loudly, and she felt very fearful and scared. And she was amazed. She said, "Wow, that's why I can't write, because I don't believe I can write." And sure enough, her subconscious mind embodied that belief that I cannot write. And how amazing is that? That using psyche, she was able to change that program. And that's the gift of psyche. She got permission. This is a spiritual process that before you make any change within your subconscious mind, you get permission with your superconscious mind or your higher self to make sure it's safe and appropriate for you on your life path here. And for her, her superconscious mind said, yes, it is safe, got permission. And her subconscious mind was committed to making that change in her mind that, yes, I can write, and I'm an excellent writer. So she embodied the program of what she truly wanted to believe, expressing her creativity in her writing. And once she made that change within her, she launched her book within that year. It was so beautiful. So if there's any blocks in your road or limitations for the things you want to do with your life, or even just to experience life more and more joyful, playful ways, the gateway to your creativity, one beautiful gifting may be with psyche. Now, a lot of us do recommend. She ended up coming to one of my workshops and learned this for herself, and now she uses it for herself daily to help continue so she can, you know, write other books and show her other creativity and live more vibrantly. Thank you. And loving you here. So we highly recommend that. I thought that was really fascinating. I also had learned that Dr. Bruce Lipton, he also was limited in his creativity, where he, you know, wanted to write the book Biology of Belief, you know, the information of all that the cells taught him. But he was blocked. He really wasn't able to leap over and actually literally write the book and put it out there to the world. And how fascinating for him with serendipity that he met Rob Williams at a conference where Rob was the next one speaking after Bruce did, and after Bruce Lipton taught and shared the science that it's not our nucleus or our DNA that determines our, you know, dis-ease or issues going on in our life. It's actually the programs that are in our subconscious mind and how our body and cells respond to our environment and to those programs. And so he talked about how important it is to be able to change the programs in your subconscious mind if you want to make changes in your life. But he didn't know how to do it. And sure enough, Rob Williams was the one speaking next. And he was blown away when he heard what Rob had taught. And he actually, at that time, we were demonstrating how the process worked. And this woman's transformation right there within 10 minutes, going from very quiet, not being able to say her name, into talking with everybody, talking all around, sharing her stories, literally shifting her creative gifts of sharing and speaking and sharing and telling stories. That Bruce Lipton was drawn to come learn Psyche too. So he came to a workshop. He actually took some private sessions with Rob Williams, the originator of Psyche. And sure enough, after he was able to tap into the limiting beliefs in his subconscious mind and changing them into enhancing ones, creative ones, you know, ones that are directly connected with his true wisdom and true magnificence, he launched his book, Biology of Belief. So it's amazing that, I know Bruce Lipton, that's why he's such a strong proponent for Psyche, because he magnificently has had a transformational change within himself, going from a cell biologist, a scientist, right? And he was a professor, you know, teaching medical students at the time, you know, that was very more, you know, structured and orderly, you know, a lot in his mind. Right now, he teaches and does talks at conferences all across the world, inspiring people, coming more now from his heart center, you know, from his true essence, his creative nature. And this is the gifting of the feminine from our heart center, our feelings, our spontaneous and freeness that we have within us with our masculine side of us, our more orderly and, you know, a little bit controlling, having a sequence, things like that. Those two, the execution, the actions for what we take, so that we can actually bring into this world, you know, our creative gifts here, our gifting that we're meant to offer for the world. So I love that that Bruce was also a huge gifting for all of us with our creativity, which is awesome. Oh, so I'd love to also offer here that this with my story is that yes, learning Psyche helped me actually grow a lot in my worthiness, you know, worthiness, letting go of fighting. I was a real fighter, and meaning like trying to stick up for things, you know, stand up for things. And I really didn't know how to express my creativity that well. I really didn't think I was creative because I wasn't labeled as an artist. And if that's the first thing you can let yourself know is that you are creative. And you have creative gifts within you that are unique and perfect for you, exactly as you are made and designed. And the adventure here now is to discover it, find out, you know, what is, asking yourself, what is my creative gift, or what can I offer? You know, for some people, it might be, you know, being more structured or problem solvers, you know, things like that. My sister's boyfriend, actually, he was having a typical job, you know, working whatever IT and stuff, and then he wanted to live as an entrepreneur, live more freely, live, you know, sharing his unique gifts. And he and his buddy got together and came up with a way to make what's called liquid ass. So his creativity birthed him into actually creating a company called Liquid Ass. And what it does is actually fart spray so that people can do pranks. And he's a prankster. He loves to have pranks and do pranks. So how amazing when you can open up your creativity and then actually put it into creation here. And, you know, many of us organically, naturally will do it. You know, when you do see people that are sharing their gifts and sharing their creativities, they found their way to do it, which is awesome. And then there's also many of us like me that kind of had it stifled, you know, didn't think I, you know, had the creativity. Now I know I do, and mine is in the creativity of ideas. so you can be creative in your ideas or maybe in storytelling. And even nowadays, people with the ability of dancing, or I just met a lady that does chakra dancing. So the creativity of allowing one thing like dance, you know, I may never become like a ballroom dancer, and that's okay. But how neat. I'm encouraged now to go take her chakra dancing classes. And this is what's so precious, is that each one of us, there's 7.5 billion people on this planet. And wow, if we all just up our creativity a notch, wow, how much more offerings and, you know, fun things we can do and share and gift each other with, right? So I do want to offer, even in high school, we had a dance, a Sadie Hawkins dance, where the girl asked the boy to the dance. So at the time, I had a boyfriend, and I asked him to the dance, and then they had this, for whatever reason, the girl asking the boy to the dance, that we were supposed to make some type of creative craft. And so I did. I made this rainbow with, like, these clouds and a whole big creative crafty thing, and I never really thought I was very crafty. And I ended up winning it, which is, like, hilarious. And even that, I think I had my self-worth was so tainted at the time that I didn't feel myself very worthy of a lot of things, especially my creativity, is I just kind of poo-hooed it, you know, like, oh, yeah, whatever. So you might want to ask yourself, you know, are you knocking yourself down, you know, are you, and if you are, you know, are you willing to, you know, let yourself, you know, lift back up, right? And if you are, it's absolutely beautiful. This is the first time I'm offering today, if anyone wants to call in for me and have any questions related to Psyche or how this could help you right now, especially in your creativity or actually in anything that you feel blocked about, I'm definitely here to help, even offering the gift of ideas. This is my creativity. And so I am open to receiving any emails that you may send to Nicole Whitney. And then if you want to actually call in, to go ahead and call into this show, the newsforthesoul.com. And if I see this email here, then we will click you on, so, which is beautiful. So Nicole just sent a question, and the question is from Jasmine in New York. Oh, and she has a beautiful question. She asks, how is it different from affirmation? It's an affirmation. Perfect. Thank you for that question, Jasmine. Affirmations are beautiful because they are positive statements, positive goals, and they work with the conscious level of the mind. So when you say your affirmations, you are saying them consciously, which is really beautiful. It actually is. And if we could live consciously all the time, you know, then they can be really helpful for you. The issue comes in is that most of us are habit creatures. We step right back into our autopilot. A lot of times you're driving, you know, to places or to work, you don't even remember where you drive because we go on automatic. The automatic is our subconscious mind, and that runs 95% of everything we do. So saying affirmations over and over and over again is beautiful, but if it does not get into the subconscious mind and does not get downloaded into the program of the subconscious mind, then it's not going to make a whole lot of changes in your life. And that is the biggest gift and the biggest impact that I found with Psyche, is it's a process that you literally get to reprogram your mind at the subconscious level of the mind. So those affirmations, we create into a goal statement that the subconscious mind understands. There's different criteria that you learn in the workshop. So you learn to know and make sure your subconscious mind understands what you're saying in the affirmation. And then you literally get to reprogram it. We call it in a whole brain state, which means your system actually gets to download it, just like you're downloading on a computer. And you have a new app now. And then you get to turn on the app and use that app when you go live in that new way. So that's the difference, is that you get to use affirmations and goals and literally program it in your subconscious mind. So, because you could, you know, you could say, oh, I am creative. And that's a conscious affirmation that I can just walk around and just say, yes, I'm created. I am a creator of my life. I am a beautiful creator. But if your subconscious mind has programs that says, oh, hell no, you're not. Or, oh, wow, I remember. And your thoughts and your feelings will let you know what's in your subconscious mind and your outside world too, the events, but especially your thoughts and your feelings, because that's your internal world. And if when you say those affirmations, you know, I am creative, I am a wise creator, if you feel 100% congruent with it and you're actually living that in your life, you're actually doing the creative things you love to do, then yeah, those affirmations, you know, are running in your subconscious mind. Beautiful. But if you're not, and there's some block somewhere or some resistance somewhere, then that just means your subconscious mind is running limiting beliefs or negative beliefs or the opposite of that. And most of us did embody with that, you know, with a, you know, with very limited beliefs like scarcity, like survival, like having to, living in fear. And so the gift with Psyche is, yes, you can say affirmations. That's lovely, but let's program it in the subconscious mind so then you can just naturally go know it and live it in that way. So thank you for that question, Jasmine. And Brenda in Ontario is asking, can you use it on physical healing? And absolutely, Brenda, with Psyche, your body, your physical body is a manifestation of your mental and emotional body. And our mind, our mental bodies is our mind, and the emotional body is another aspect of our internal self. So I know for myself, I had psoriasis all over my head, and I used Psyche for that, which means I was able to transform. I was stressed out, and my body was expressing that in that way. And I was able to find messages that my body was offering for me, and then I was able to reprogram it. And within less than a week for me, all of psoriasis was gone, and it was three Psyche balance processes that I did, three new programs that I put in my subconscious mind, my head has been beautiful ever since, and I'm thrilled by it. I also used to have varicose vein, so I used it to help me with that. I used to have carpal tunnel issues, TMJ. Mine was more like stress-related stuff, even hearing loss in my right ear with tinnitus. I have no more tinnitus anymore, and my hearing is about 80-90% better, and I used to wear glasses, and I used that to say, well, okay, so what am I not wanting to see, going blurry to things, my vision was getting cut off for some reason, and same with my hearing. So I was able to transform that. So yes, absolutely, Psyche allows you to make the changes that you're ready for, and including physical self-healing. So thank you for that question. And I'm still learning how to adapt here with Nicole. She's so beautiful with sending things. There is a call, so it says, "Oh, we're just checking in to see if someone is able to call in." If you want to call into the show, just dial 646-595-4274, and that's 646-5-4274, and you can email us on the air@tellus.net and tell us, and you can also email them too. So this is in case anyone wants to call in while I'm on the air. I'm very happy to answer anyone's call. They would like to have a personal call for us. So, and Teresa's in the UK says, how do you do this Psyche? That's great, Teresa. Thank you. Well, how you do it is you learn how to do it coming to a three-day workshop, and we teach you how to do it. So Rob Williams is the originator of Psyche. This literally came through him in a holographic form for us over 30 years ago. And he was a psychotherapist at the time. And it literally is given to us by a psyche council, a spiritual team in the galactic realms. My spirit says it's the Arcturian. We're the great, beautiful architects, along with the support of the Pleiades consciousness. Rob says the psyche council, and I honor him for saying that. But it's actually, it's a mechanism for us, to literally change our programs in our subconscious mind. We have all been programmed, and I think a lot of us recognize now especially with things happening in the last year and a half, is that, you know, the television is a television. It tells you the vision of what we are meant to be imprinted. And it is a mind control. It controls your mind. It tells you and imprints beliefs. And most of us have been watching TV since we were little. And how much have we been programmed, right, about ourselves, about life, about how things are meant to be? The gift of Psych K, when you learn how to use this for yourself, you learn two process changes of two ways that your subconscious mind can help you reprogram your mind from negative or limiting thoughts and feelings into positive ones. So we don't have to keep working so hard and, you know, running around or just being hopeless or frustrated or worried or fearful anymore. We really, literally do not need to. We get to, if you're hearing this call, that means you may be very ready for it. And at the end of this call, I'll be sharing my website and then the main Psych-K website to go dive into it. Highly recommend looking up Dr. Bruce Lipton on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, Bruce Lipton, Psych-K, there'll be all kinds of stuff up there on YouTube, or even Rob Williams, and you can dive into this more. Definitely get his book, Biology of Belief. That's what transformed my life. For my life, it was a gift, because reading, for me, it was helpful to learn the science, you know, behind how our mind works and the subconscious mind works. None of us were taught this stuff. You know, we were just taught the beliefs of our culture at the time. And so Dr. Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, these three are just amazing icons right now. And I love them, amazing spiritual leaders that are really helping us lift up and remember again how magnificent we all are and made. And Psych-K is just the fast track. It's just the fastest way and the easiest way, the lightest way to make those changes. And that's the gift that I love using it. I just came back from a workshop in Florida and just beautiful beings. There were, 13 more beings there that are listening. And I just got an email from a lady. She was a nurse practitioner, and loves to do holistic work. And she says she feels like I'm just beginning my new journey now. And I'm guessing she's probably in her maybe 50s or 60s. And then here now she's going to be having a whole new segue to really help herself and help others. And that is the gift of what Psych-K offers. If anyone else has one or someone wants to call in and has a personal question, I'm very happy to take that call. If not, then we'll move on to, yes, I wanted to share, Tanya was an intuitive artist that I went to a holistic expo. And this is what happens. If you're willing to just be open and trusting, whatever you are ready for, we'll come to meet you. Just like I believe this talk maybe as far as learning Psych-K, to receive it very well. So for me, it was when I met with this artist, and she is an artist. She's an intuitive artist. Her name's Tanya. And this was here. I was in Michigan at the time. So she had these little art panels, and you can pick them out, and then she'll actually connect with your spirit, connect with your energy system and who you are, and then draw a painting of you where you are, I guess, energetically and spiritually. And when she did this for me, I have the painting in front of me right now. So she had, it's a lake, I would call it a lake, and there's a boat, and this boat is all broken up. So it looked like it got exploded, like this boat exploded into these wooden, and then the wooden parts are all trailing to the left. They're all falling off to the left. And the right side of the boat is all clear. And I see that as a symbolism, our right side of our body is more of our masculine side, but our right hemisphere of our brain is our feminine side. So I saw that as our mind. I'm letting go of all the past that's off to the left, and then to the right is all of the new future for me. And when she drew this painting, she had three, flares going up, white flares with these feathers, and there's three feathers. There's a blue one, a red one, and an orange one. And the symbolism here was that the blue is the communication. This is my gifting that's being birthed. So it's like an explosion happening, and this is what will happen within us. Something will happen in our lives that will wake us up. And this last year and a half has done that greatly for a lot of us, thank goodness. But for me, it was the communication, and then there was a red feather and an orange feather. The red feather is more of my roots, my root chakra, and allowing myself to be fully anchored here on Earth. I tend to have my spirit really didn't want to be in my body. It only came in my body a few years ago, thank goodness, with the gifting of Psyche. And I felt safe enough to actually fully be present in my body, my spiritualness. And then the biggest feather is the one of the orange, and the orange represents creativity. It's our sacral center, our sacral chakra, where our sensuality, our creativity. And I laughed when she drew it because I never thought I was very creative. And I thought, that's really interesting. But here, she was able to see it in my, I guess, auric field and my energetic beingness. I was blocked to it, though. I did not identify myself in that way. And that's what I want to offer for each one of you. You know, if you have a block, then perfect. This Psyche may actually be your gateway, just like I was with that. All right. Nicole sending me a new note. Okay, so 20 minutes left in the call, so we won't be having callers on today. But next month when I will be coming on, yeah, I do speak every fourth Tuesday of every month from 3 to 4 p.m., and I do help ignite all those who are listening and help activate and maybe stir things up, so that letting you know that it's waiting for you, and you can step right into who you really are as a divine spiritual being having a human experience here. Creativity is the gateway to our wisdom. And that's the uniting of our masculine and feminine energies to work together in unity and harmony. And right now we are moving from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, or some will call it moving into the fourth density. But the fifth dimensional realm is our unity consciousness realm. And I do know that Psyche has done that for me. It's helped me live more in the fifth dimensional reality here, and still live in this three-dimensional reality, enjoying all the beautifulness of the physicalness here, and yet having the unity within me, within my heart, to live in the higher frequencies, higher energy fields, and bringing this into the earth plane here in humanity. And that means living in love and joy and bliss and oneness, instead of living in fear or worry or guilt or shame or the desert energy. So we do recommend and encourage you to look up Psyche if you are ready for a more rapid transformation and an easier, gentler path, instead of having it be so hard and rough for you here. Awesome. I would love to share... I do love oracle cards. I love to connect in ways that we can receive extra offerings. So before I came on to share with this show today, I pulled the card from Rumi's Oracle Guidebook, and I was given this as a gift. And what came up, it says, is the Whirling Goddess. And the message from Rumi is, lose your head, not a single thread that has a head can go through the eye of the needle. Wow. So I see that as not a single thread that has a head or has a knot, right? If anyone does sew and you try and put thread through a needle, yeah, if there's a knot there, that's what actually keeps it there, so it doesn't pull all the way through, right? So how amazing that even Rumi, with all of his wisdom, was able to recognize that our minds can get in our ways, and it blocks things, it limits us. And we are rising above our minds here in this day and age. We are moving into our heart center. That's the gift that we're being invited to do, is to live from our heart, from our true essence, from our feelings. So you may want to ask yourself, how am I feeling? How is my body feeling? And getting that information is huge and important, and then being able to do something with it or about it. And that's where the gifting of Psyche can come in. And I would like to also offer including Psyche. I know for myself, I've also been moved for receiving some channeling, or even my own channeling has opened up. And then also breath work, some breath work that I love to do, meditation or connection, movement, gentle movements like Qigong, Tai Chi, and yoga, gentle walks in nature, connection with nature. So we have so many offerings here. And just ask yourself, you know, how connected am I with my spiritual essence, you know, and would I like to become more connected in that way, and living more from my heart instead of my mind, and that would be a huge question to ask yourself. I know I needed to ask that, and you can also ask yourself, you know, am I running on autopilot all the time? Am I running just to survive? You know, just to make ends meet. And if you're tired of that, that actually is an invitation. And it may very well be your calling card to say, you know what, I need to change things. And the gifting here is learning to be able to embrace change, to know that change is the natural way of living, and that we're meant to be growing and expanding and experiencing new things. And I'd love to invite you to welcome change, welcome a new idea, a new way of viewing things. Are you able to get out of your box and completely come up with a whole new idea, a whole new way of doing things? So maybe today, you know, take a different path or a different order of doing something. If you're used to doing the same things all the time, change it up. Do something different. That would be huge. And notice how you feel about it. Does it excite you? Do you love doing it? Or does it make you nervous or uncomfortable? And this is the huge gifting when you are ready to learn Psyche. Because you can, once you learn this process, you can make that change within yourself. For me, when I feel any feelings, like yesterday I came home from teaching a Psyche workshop in Florida. And as soon as I got home, I just didn't feel right. I felt like, ooh, what's going on? I actually felt overwhelmed. My nose started running. I'm like, where is this coming from? And because I do know the tool of Psyche, I was able to check in within myself, within my wisdom, and even receiving the messages. And what I found out is that I did feel overwhelmed because I go home with my husband and I have four kids. Three of them still live at home. And just all the responsibilities of life kind of came all over me again, and I felt overwhelmed. And the gift with that is that I can ask, well, how do I want things to be instead? And I was able to embody my new way of being, that I am at peace and centered and living in the present moment, even in busier times of my life. And I was able to reprogram that into my subconscious mind and actually shift the feelings or the densities of feeling overwhelmed into peace and non-attachment and centeredness. And literally within minutes, and it's amazing. And my nose got a lot better. So I guess my nose was running, and probably because I wanted to run from feeling overwhelmed. It's just absolutely phenomenal what the messages and the feelings and the thoughts that we can have, and to actually have something that you can use it for and help, let it help you. Because it's just all information. It's just, we're giving feedback all the time. And instead of getting stuck in feeling anxious or feeling worried or feeling overwhelmed, how about we move into a higher energy field of oneness, of that love and bliss and our strength of our love. And that way we may more powerfully live and enjoy this world instead of just surviving. So I offer for that for you today. I'd like to also share, hey, with the creativity, our dreams give us a lot of creativity. You know, it's our dreams will give us all kinds of stuff for our creativity. I dreamt this morning before I got up, Adolf Hitler came into my dream. Now, how amazing is that? Like, where the heck did that come from? But yes, I was, our nephew's going to be getting married soon. So the dream was about his, his wedding coming up, or his, you know, reception coming up. And in that, while we were about ready to go to where, like, this party was going to be, Adolf Hitler was there, and he had a sword, and he, like, literally shot the sword right out next to the gentleman that was next to me. It was a man. I didn't know who he was, but Adolf Hitler was, like, trying to scare him with the sword, and he's like, ah, like that with the sword. And I was absolutely amazed how, in my dream, I looked at, the man was scared because he had the sword to him, and I looked at Adolf Hitler and literally spoke to him telepathically and said, no, go ahead and point that sword to me. And he did. So then he moved it right to me and right in front of me. And when he did, I stood in my power of love. I had no fear within me in my dream. It was absolutely amazing. And I just had this stillness and this centeredness. And I just looked at him and sent love to Adolf Hitler and just said, no, you don't need to do this anymore. Fear doesn't work anymore. And I just smiled, and he put the sword down. He also was nice to me and kind of friendly and jovial, and just said, wow, well, okay, you know, I guess we have to find other, you know, other ways of living here. And I said, yes, we do. So I would just like to offer that I do believe that's what's happening right now, is that all of us that are transmuting within ourselves, transforming, changing the densities and fears within us into our love and our light, and transforming it up into peace and non-attachment and our centeredness, that we are literally changing this world and bringing in the new golden age, bringing in the unity consciousness of who we really all are. And any dark energies or fearful energies or even beings or governments or whoever thinks they have to have control and fear to, or manipulation to rule this world, that's all falling. It no longer can sustain here anymore. Mother Earth is rising very rapidly. It's why we're getting lots of rains and floodings. There's going to be lots of massive transformations happening within her and within us. So I invite each one who's listening today is to allow yourself to receive all the gifts that are here. There's everything here for us, everything. We are always more than taken care of. We have so much abundance and gifts, and each one of us are here to offer that for each other and then to be willing to receive it when it comes. So may I offer for each one of you who's listening to be willing to receive the gift for yourself, to make the changes within yourself. So I do invite you to go. You can go to my website, igniteandhealyourlife.com, and that's ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E, and heal, H-E-A-L, your life, L-I-F-E, .com, ignite and heal your life. And you can check and see when my workshops are coming up. I am teaching the end of August 20th to the 22nd in Los Angeles, California. And in September, I'll be teaching in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and in Cleveland, Ohio. And I wanted to teach internationally, but that's going to be on hold. I was supposed to go to France in October, but I think that will wait until 2022. And then also in Israel, we'll wait. We have to keep moving that until these borders open. I also recommend if you can go to the psych-k.com, so P-S-Y, CH-K.com, and you can look for the workshop that's by you. So those hearing from the UK or from other parts of the world, we have instructors all over the world. And we also are, this is so exciting, offering online workshops. So my first online workshop will be November 19th to the 21st, so that's also on my website. So anyone who's more introverted or quiet or just wants to personally work for themselves, isn't ready to be a Psych-K facilitator yet, but wants to just make the changes within themselves, and that's a gateway for you there. So one last thing, Nicole just sent a question from Emily in Boston. So thank you, Emily, for asking your question. I love it. Has anyone used this tool for anti-aging? Absolutely. Absolutely. As Dr. Bruce Lipton says, you actually grow telomeres. Telomeres are how, literally, he shows on the cells of how long your cells will live or how long our DNA and our lineage here is based on the telomeres that we have. And he was actually able to show that your telomeres, you actually can grow them. And it's like, hey, that is what I have found is a beautiful, beautiful gift. I am 52 years old, and the last two workshops I've gone to, both I've had people come up to me and just say, wow, you look so much younger now than you did in the pictures. The photos that I have were taken in 2017. So that was, 4 years ago? And I was still quite stressed out 4 years ago. I just became an instructor, and I had a lot of stress still and a lot of fears within me that I was still working within myself. And literally, your face actually shows your stress. It shows your life patterns, what you do. And you can literally, you can begin to look younger. And this is the best, most natural way to do that, because you're literally doing it from your energy field, from your emotional body, your mental body, so that your physical body can then express it. So I think I'm going to have to get new photos taken. A couple of people have already recommended it, because they're saying I look older in the photos from 2017 than when they met me in person for where I am now. I think that is really funny. So thank you, Emily, for your question. And I know, let's instead of just putting things on our face to try and have us look younger, how about we actually transform within ourselves, and then we exemplify the light and the beauty of who we are, and naturally become ageless. That's what my beliefs are. I do plan to live a very long time here. And my spirit is telling me now, maybe in 150 years, and I'll be young and healthy and well. Because I've changed those programs of getting old and getting sick and dying here. I will leave this planet when my work is done here and transmute. And we can even change how we're going to leave here. So I plan to go up in a rainbow light. We're going to be making amazing changes. And I invite anyone who would love to get on this fun train, and it's called Psyche. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.